I might would in a joking way, but that would be the only way I would say it, you know, just in a joking way.
But it, you can say it in a joking way or sort of to get you be emphatic about it?
Uh-huh.
So how would you say it?
I've already worked all I'm going to today.
But how would you say it in a joking way?
I done all I'm gonna do today.
All right.
Yeah, you know, just a joking way, I just might say it, but I haven't said that in years and years.
But you say it, and it has a joke sort of.
Yes.
Well, now, if you're talking about that, like, you know, like some people you knew were just about all, none of them were alive anymore, you'd say, I spent all week looking for, you know, this group of people, and it seems they're what, if they aren't alive?
They're dead.
Right. So, would you ever say, done dead?
Would I say what?
Done dead.
Done dead. No, I wouldn't say that.
Well, if there's an accident on the road, you know, but you say they needed a doctor, but by the time the ambulance got there, the victims were
already dead.
But you never say done dead.
Mm-hmm. And I heard that.
You heard done dead. But to mean that same thing. If they're in such a situation, you know.
Now, a person that doesn't use very good grammar would say that.
They'd say done dead.
Mm-hmm. They sure would.
And would you ever say it, I know you wouldn't say it jokingly, but would you say it, you know?
No, I wouldn't say it.
Well now, if you know, sort of late in the season, your corn is still real short, and you know, you say, well this time of year it, what, taller?
It has grown taller.
Well, if you expect 6 foot corn now, and it's still 3, you'd say, well this time of year it,
it's usually taller than this.
Well, would you ever, how else would you say it? For instance, if your corn just seems too short.
Stunted. Mm-hmm.
You say, well, this time of year, it, what, taller? Or it isn't as tall as it
usually is, or as it should be.
If somebody say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, or something like that, and maybe a child, he might say, well, I dare you go to the graveyard, but I'll bet you
can't. I'll bet you $10 you can or you won't.
Well, have you ever heard another way of saying that? Well, what's the either dare or you?
I double dog dare.
Well, there's something like dare, but means the opposite.
Brave?
Well, have you ever heard of a dasm? A dare?
A what?
Dare? Short, but dare not. Or dasm. You never heard of that?
Never.
If you knew, if somebody was doing the wrong thing, you'd say, you are doing what to do.
What you should be doing, and what you're supposed to do.
Okay, what's another way of saying it? You aren't doing what you
ought to do.
What's that?
Ought to do.
Alright. And,
Now, I've heard ought to be doing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the same thing?
Uh-huh. As ought, as you ought to be doing.
Well, now, if a boy is getting a whipping, say, you say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't do.
And what's another way, like, ought?
He ought to be doing.
So I bet he did something he
ought not to be doing.